Before you hit the road in your RV, how much knowledge do you think you need? I'm Patty Hunt with my incredible husband, Dan Hunt, and you're listening to the RV Life Podcast. Our guest today said they knew nothing when they started full-time RVing. And when Dan and I decided to live full-time in an RV over 3 years ago, we felt like we were educated. But I guess our education came from watching one YouTube video after another, but we thought we had it all down. We thought we knew most of it. But as we got on the road, we realized we really didn't know what we didn't know. And so we made a lot of mistakes along the way. And we hope that those mistakes have helped our RV community. And, I think we're still making some mistakes, but our guests today have become experts and they are here to help. Whether you're thinking about going on the road or you're a seasoned traveler looking for more information. Now, again, as you could hear, Dan is still under the weather. So just to give you a little update, at the time of the posting of this podcast, we should be in Pennsylvania. That's where we're heading from Florida. And we're just going to take about a month off, get Dan's health back, and find that newer RV that we've been talking about and get back on the road. So no worries. Dan is getting better and better. But as you know, and as I just talked to my guests, sometimes we just keep pushing and pushing, and sometimes it's better to just take some time out. So that's what we're doing. We appreciate all the love and support we've gotten, but just know that he is doing okay, getting better every day, but just needs a break, as we all do sometimes, right? Now, that sound means it's time for today's fun fact. And that's brought to you by Open Roads Resorts. And they have four amazing locations, two in Montana, one in Idaho, and one in Texas. If you know us, you know, if you've listened to the podcast, we visited the Texas location and it was amazing. So I highly recommend going to openroadsresorts.com and checking out these four amazing locations. Now, the fun fact for today, I got to share. Brett Davis from National Indoor RV Center said that this right now is a buyer's market. He said this is the best time to buy an RV. Now, he did a comprehensive video, like detailed video. My guests are shaking their head. Did you listen to that video? Yes. He did a comprehensive video explaining in detail with numbers and statistics why this is the best time to buy an RV. And I'm going to leave all those details in to Brett, and I'm going to put the video in the show notes because I can't even begin to explain all of that. Now, let me just say Open Road Resorts, it's spring and we're getting ready to go north because it's getting warmer and you can visit Red Rock RV Park, which is right outside Yellowstone. If you want to go to Glacier National Park and Flathead Lake, they have two locations, Pulse and Flathead Lake KOA Holiday, it's called, and that is for all RVs, but they have Pulse and Motor Coach Resort, which is Class A's only, and it is in the top 10 motor coach resorts in the country. We are looking forward to get up in that Montana, Idaho area and visiting those places. Now, our guests, and usually I wait to invite them in, they're shaking their head. You heard Brett's video, I guess. Let's go off the format and talk a little bit about that. It was a very detailed video, right?
Well, I was actually nodding my head. I haven't actually seen the video, but we've met Brett Davis and we know what a numbers guy he was. So when you mentioned that, I just had to smile and nod my head like, I believe it. That would be Brett, like absolutely crunching the numbers and going through the spreadsheets for sure. Yes,
I think we've talked to them just kind of about, statistics before. Yes. And if you get into statistics with him, boy, he
will blow your mind. Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm definitely going to be watching that video as soon as we get off this interview.
And what I love is Dan's the numbers guy. So he can sit and listen to the statistics. His brain can handle all the numbers. For me, just get to the point. Just get to the bottom line. What do the numbers mean? And the nice thing in that video, he did just get, okay, here's the summary. Now I'm listening. So whether you're a numbers person or you need it just to the point, that is the video for you. And again, it is a buyer's market right now, which is great for those people looking to get out on the road or get that new RV. Now, if you're looking to get out on the road, clean, fresh water is incredibly important. Our friends at Clear2O, we have used their 3-stage water filter system, and it has made all the difference in the world. Not lugging bottles of water and, you know, just worrying about using the water. This 3-stage water filter has been incredible. If you want to find out more about all their different water filtration products and their product called Clean Tank, which cleans your fresh water tank without bleach, go to clear2o.com. Okay, so we're ready to get into our guests. Let me see if I could do this edification the way Dan does it. Let's see how this goes. Our guests today worked conventional jobs in Michigan before they decided to sell everything and travel in an RV full time. They have been on the road for 10 years, and they admit when they first started, they knew nothing. Well, except for some YouTube videos. Over the years, they've learned so much. They are committed to educating others. They filmed a travel blog for YouTube, published a full-length documentary series on Amazon Prime, co-hosted and filmed a TV show on the Discovery Channel and PBS, and they now have over 120,000 subscribers on YouTube. So people want to hear what they have to say. Today's guests, Tom and Kate Morton, also known as Morton's on the Move. Welcome to the RV Life Podcast.
Thank you so much, Patty. We're so excited to be here.
And I am so excited to have you guys here. We got on a call several months ago, and I do a pre-interview, getting to know people. And it's usually, I like to do a 30-minute call. I think it was an hour and a half.
And yeah, we just couldn't stop talking, could we?
No, we could not stop talking. So today's show, we really want to dive into educating RVers, but I'd like people to know the story of how you got started. So for Dan and I, it was during COVID. We were stuck. We weren't working. Dan called me up to his office. He said, let's sell everything, get an RV and go full time. And I laughed. And I laughed hysterically because I thought he was joking. So once I looked up and saw this man was not kidding, I was baffled. Like, what are we going to do? I had only been in an RV for 7 days total. That was my RV experience. So once we talked, 2 months later, we're looking for an RV. We're watching every YouTube channel out there, every video we could find. And a month or so after that, we took off. So that's our crazy story. Now, I know you guys have a wild story. So will you share with our listeners how this all started, this whole RV thing?
Sure. Well, it did take us quite a bit longer to actually make the plan work. But our stroke of genius, as it were, happened in a similar short time frame of just like, you know, there's the idea and then here we go. But the inspiration behind ours is we were living in Michigan and it was the middle of winter and we took a trip down to Florida for a couple of weeks in the middle of winter. And it was so lovely. We both felt so good, you know, getting that vitamin D, that when it came to go home, we flew back to Detroit and landed in a blizzard. And we had to drive 2 hours home in the blizzard. and the roads were a mess. It was so cold and dark and dreary. And we were like, why, oh, why did we come back? Like, there's got to be a way that we could, you know, be in Michigan, you know, in the summertime when it's nice, and then go to Florida in the wintertime when it's nice there in the Florida in the winter. And we happened to drive by an RV dealership right about at that time. And this was before we knew anything really about, like, there were people out there doing this. And Tom turns to me. Do you want to say it?
I think my exact words were, aren't those things like homes on wheels that you could drive south? And we had already been, we were planning to make a change. We wanted to make a change. We wanted to do something different, but we were thinking, oh, well, you know, pull up roots and move. Our hearts kind of are out west. So we were thinking, well, maybe we'll just buy something out west. We were looking for jobs.
Yeah, but we didn't really know where. Know it was all kind of like, oh, we've heard Oregon's nice. You know, maybe Colorado's nice. But like, we had never actually been to either of those places.
So
when we drove by that dealership and Tom said that to me, it was like a light bulb went off. And we were like, oh my gosh, we could buy an RV and we could just drive around wherever we wanted to and work from the RV.
It was probably about 45 minutes from there to home. And in those 45 minutes, we had decided we were going to sell everything and hit the road in an RV. And this was in 2000, gosh, that was probably 2013, 12, I forget. A long time ago. And there wasn't the social media presence of full-time RVers. So this was
almost 10 years ago. It was a different landscape.
So there were just a handful of blogs out there.
And you probably all know them, you know, Gone with the Winds, Technomadia, the RV Geeks, you know, Wheeling It.
So we did read and kind of watch what was what out was there. And we were like, huh. This is possible. I guess we could do this.
Okay, I know how to use a spreadsheet. I can make up a budget. I can plan this out. And then Tom's like, I'm an engineer. I could fix things. We could figure it out. And even though, we really didn't have any RV experience, we had like RV'd with our parents when we were young, and we had like some friends who had RVs, but like it didn't really count. We like had a tent that we would, you know, go car tent camping, you know, but we weren't RV people. And year and a half later, because, you know, I was a planner and I was very anxious about it. And I had to make sure all of our ducks were in a row before we were ready to like fly the coop. But we eventually sold our house and we hit the road in September 2015. So you said 10 years earlier, we're getting close to it. We're at 9 right now.
We're in our 10th year, yeah.
We all always round up. Tend to round up if there was 9, 10.
It's easier.
So now conventional jobs, but you did wait a year and a half to plan, which is about a year longer than Dan and I. A year and 2 months longer than Dan and I. We had nothing. We just did it. That's an incredible story. Michigan is not someplace I want to go in the winter. Not at all. I've come to hate the cold.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're in Florida right now, same as you, enjoying the nice winter weather, spring weather, I guess, now. Yes.
The plan worked. We have been living that snowbird lifestyle, and we do absolutely love it. It's not always Florida. Sometimes it's the Southwest. Last winter, we were even down in Baja, Mexico. Okay. We've gone as far as New Zealand in RVs. Wow. So we just take advantage of the weather as time permits.
We're going to be heading up north back to Michigan sooner this year than we usually do. And we're dreading getting into the colder temperatures.
Yes. I'm at the posting of this podcast, and, you know, we're just recording it a couple of days before we're heading to the Philadelphia area, and I'm looking at the temperatures, and
you know what's chilly.
Interesting, I gotta say, because it's been hot here. Like over the last month, it's really been hot. So shorts and tank tops kind of thing. And so I was pulling clothes out to pack them up, and I'm like, oh, sweaters. I haven't worn them in a while. So I guess I'll enjoy that for about a week. Yeah. It's a change. Yeah. But let's jump in. First of all, What kind of RV did you buy? Let's start with that. I know there's been a number of different ones since then.
Yeah, over about 10 years, you go through a couple of different RVs sometimes. And our first RV that we bought, because, you know, we did some research and then we found the perfect RV, right? It was a 41-foot Cyclone toy hauler. It was about the biggest RV that we'd ever seen in our lives. And we were thinking, we need it to be big because we're going to be living in it. We're bringing all of our stuff. So it needs to have all this space and it needs to have a garage because Tom needs to bring all of his tools.
And I was, as a hobby, I was flying paramotors at the time. Yeah. So I
needed to bring that
collapsible airplane, if you will. So yeah. I was bringing flying equipment. We had a motorcycle, so we were bringing motorcycle
because we needed an extra vehicle. And then we loaded everything up and into this poor toy hauler and we put it on a scale. And wouldn't you know it, we were way, way, way overweight.
There is something
that.
To
imagine.
There's also something to RVs have gotten, I think, stronger as people have really moved into them more full time.
Well, and the trucks have gotten much more capable
So 2010 really was when we were like that. Those were the era of both the truck and fifth wheel, I think, at the time. And you just couldn't get the payloads that we have now. You could not tow and be within limitations. So we only had, I know it sounds like quite a bit, we only had an 18,000 pound capacity on this triple axle toy hauler. And we were overweight on everything.
Wow. So our first RV, we couldn't even take off with it.
Well, we did. So this was our first big learning. We did. Yes. And the truck did okay. Like, I mean, it didn't feel dangerous necessarily, but when we put it on the scale, I mean, we were over on all the axles and we immediately, I'm definitely, I'm a huge a safety guy. Like if it's not within specifications and we're pushing the limits, you shouldn't be on the road with it. And this was my first big learning. Yeah.
I was a teacher, a high school teacher for 20 years, and I knew there'd be a lot of teachable moments here. So let's, you know, again, our listeners, some of them are just starting out, haven't even gotten the RV yet. They're thinking about a fifth wheel and a truck. Some are on the road, didn't bother to weigh their vehicle. So let's make this a teachable moment. Let's talk about, you know, so years ago the payload was different than it is today. The pickup trucks now are probably, I'll let you, the expert, go through that.
Yeah, well, and you know, as you said at the beginning, Patty, like we were all RV newbies at one point, and we still make mistakes every now and then. There's so much to learn with RVs, and they change all the time too. So maybe that's like our humbling point of this is like we were newbies too, and we have made all of the mistakes. So the RV weight was the first big one.
RV weight as a whole, we say that newer RVs are stronger. We can't blanket statement that. You can still easily be overweight in an RV, and weight is definitely something that is absolutely critical because there's multiple factors with RV weight. It's the frame, it's the axles, it's the tires. With regard to the tow vehicle, it's the engine and drivetrain, and then its axles and tires. And everything needs to be within specifications, because if you're overloaded on anything, it's going to increase the likelihood of failure, increase the likelihood of damage, and most dangerously, increase the likelihood of an accident. We've heard, you know, just horror stories about like tire blowouts in vehicles. And so many times those tires are near their limit or overloaded even. It's like that's going to increase your likelihood of having a tire failure. But beyond that, we've seen brake failures, brakes not being able to stop the vehicle. Basically, when you're looking at buying an RV, you really need to kind of have an idea of what am I going to use it for and what is its cargo carrying capacity? What is its axle weight ratings? And how do I make sure that what I'm planning to do with it doesn't overload this and create a dangerous situation.
And the weights can be very deceiving because a lot of times what you see on the sticker is the dry weight. And so that's not adding in, okay, you're probably going to fill this up with fresh water, right? You have a fresh water tank. And hey, water weighs like 8 pounds per gallon.
A 100-gallon tank is
800 pounds.
Almost 900 pounds of water.
I did not know that. I didn't know that was the weight.
You have to do the math.
So we had, believe it or not, this giant toy hauler had 2,000 pounds cargo carrying capacity. Not including the water. So,
if you fill the water, there's half your cargo carrying capacity gone.
It might not seem like it, but when you go full time in an RV, you can easily load 1,000 pounds of stuff into the RV. You can easily load 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of stuff in the RV. Then add 900 pounds of water, boom, you can be overweight so fast. And that's basically what happened to us in that first RV. And we learned that lesson and we took that learning and we stepped into an older RV that did have huge weight carrying capacities. We moved into a 32-foot DRV mobile suite. So the smallest mobile suites, but it had 8,000 pound axles under it. And that increased its cargo carrying capacity. It still had the same cargo carrying capacity that we had in this large toy hauler. It had heavier duty tires, it had G-rated tires, and the axles were heavier, the brakes were bigger. And we were able to go full time, still carry a full load of water and be within all of our specifications. And that really worked out for us. We never had a problem with the bearings, with the tires, with anything in the entire time we traveled in that.
Then you called it a mobile. What did you call that?
You said mobile suites.
What exactly is that? I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Yeah. So DRV is a brand under, under Thor.
They were always known for building a coach that was a full-time coach.
As you start kind of thinking about the math and stuff of these carrying capacities, you start kind of seeing a differentiation between the DRVs and the Luxes and the more full-time geared RVs versus, the weekend warriors. And you see that in the builds and stuff. So the DRVs is kind of they were trying to build a full-time rig. So
we have a lot more options out there. And we're talking fifth wheels here.
We're talking fifth wheels. And I do know we have, like, this is a lot of great information and I want to get into some other topics, but great information for people because this is a big, huge problem and causes major accidents, sometimes catastrophic. So very important. We are going to lead for our listeners. We are going to lead people to a lot of great resources so they can get the information from you guys so that they can make a more informed decision. I want to ask, though, you both were working full-time conventional jobs. I've got my air quotes up, your 9-to-5 type jobs. So what did you do? Were you able to do that once you got on the road? How did you make money, I guess, is the question.
That's a fantastic question because now we're 9 years down the road. We kind of tend to forget that we actually hit the road with no jobs. We didn't think we were going to be doing this for 10 years. We had the plan of, hey, we're going to take a year or two sabbatical, travel around.
We really did think of it as a sabbatical, something that it was an opportunity to educate ourselves in a realm that we'd never really experienced before.
Mm-hmm. And we took a year to prepare. So that year and a half of when we were planning and stuff, we were stashing away cash of like, okay, we're not going on any vacations. We're not doing any big spending projects or anything on the house. And we basically just socked it away in savings so that we could have this year, maybe two, to, draw down our savings, find the place that we wanted to settle down, and then we would just, start over. Well, after a year on the road, we're like, oh my gosh, we want to keep doing this. So we should probably start making some money. So way back when, we did have this like blissful year of just traveling the country and having a good old time. But then we did start working. We started a YouTube channel, but that, that's no way to make money fast. We picked up some little remote jobs online. Tom would do handyman stuff.
We did odd jobs. RV repairs. And then I eventually started an e-commerce retailer where I was actually selling RV hitches and RV products specific to one niche. I've since moved on from that. Caitlin was working as a consultant, a sales
rep. Yeah, it was like a B2B sales call rep person.
We basically found remote jobs and we made it work for ourselves. Yeah.
And then at all that time, the YouTube channel started growing, and then we were able to kind of turn our business into Morton's on the Move, which it is still today, mortonsonthemove.com, the YouTube channel, the different content sponsorships that we get to work with some awesome companies and products we believe.
In addition, Caitlin has a business management background, and I'm an electrical engineer by I guess education, and I worked in electrical engineering for a while. So we've worked with companies as consultants, if you will, as well. Some actually, a lot of them in the RV space or RV adjacent space, because we've garnered such experience in this space.
So this is a great segue into a topic. And again, I'm just going to, for people who are new to the RV Life podcast, this isn't scripted. I got on and, you know, Tom and Kate and I had a conversation, and then I got on and said, hey, this is like sitting around a campfire, let's go whichever direction it's going to go in. So now we're talking about sponsorships and affiliates, and people call it different things, whatever we want to call it. And I know we have a lot in common in that, because, you know, we're the goal for all of us, the four of us, was never go out and just make money. The YouTube channel, for those people who say, I'm going to start one, it's a long haul. It could take a long, long time. You know, if you love it, do it. But if you're looking just to make money, yeah, may want to rethink that. We could probably have a whole conversation on that. But let's talk a little bit about sponsorships. We're going to call them sponsorships. And why and how you choose those sponsorships?
Sure. Yeah. So I think from a very high level, you know, there are a lot of sponsorship opportunities out there. And honestly, there's a lot more nowadays than there were about 10 years ago, quite frankly, because social media was not a big part of a marketing budget back then.
Businesses didn't recognize social media or podcasts as a valuable way to get their name out there, really.
So it has been a very,
it's been a very interesting thing to watch over the last decade or so. But I think with
challenge for us too, though, in actually selecting sponsors.
I was going to say that, like, now that it's so much more prevalent, that you almost have to be more discerning about who, or we are at least, about who we work with. Because, I mean, we could get a dozen emails a day asking us to review a product or, you know, do this, that, and the other thing. But at this point with, you know, our audience, we feel that we have the obligation to protect our audience and only share things that we think are going to be value add to them. So we do a lot of vetting, and I'm sure you do that as well, Patty, of like, right, hey, I'm not going to just throw any name out there because, you know, as we've talked about, RV, there's a huge safety component to RVs. So if you're promoting a product or a, you know, water filter that doesn't work, or a tire pressure monitoring system that doesn't work, or you can't like vouch for on your own, like you could be putting people in a little bit of danger. And so, you know, you got to be careful about it.
Absolutely. And that's how, you know, we feel. And you said it when we were talking, you said, oh, I know that company. I know, you know, we were talking about companies that we're both familiar with, because again, you're saying it, Dan and I, the people we have on the show, even our guests, the companies that sponsor, you know, whether it's the show or an event, we're doing an event in Hershey, we have sponsors there, no matter what it is, our name's on it. So for Dan and I, the RV Life podcast name's on it. We have the YouTube channel Exploring Through Our Lens. We should have had all one name like you guys did. But your name is on it, and it means so much to me. And I want, you know, people are looking, how do I make money while we're on the road? Again, a whole conversation that we could spend a long time on. But I think, you know, as we're talking, the most important thing is integrity, authenticity. Those are very important. Now, one of the companies, and I'm going to, it's a great way to take a little bit of a break, because one of the companies we both know is Open Roads. We both have diesel, and we want to save money on diesel, because there's one side of making money, but you also have to figure out how to save money as well. And Open Roads is one of those companies. We were off the road last year for about 7 months because I was with my mother who was in hospice. And even with the amount of travel we did, we saved something like $387 using the Open Roads fuel card.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, this is a fuel card. It is free to get the card. You have an app. You find a location to get gas, and you could save anywhere from 5 cents to 90 cents a gallon, probably. So it's great savings. It's so easy. You just use the card. You guys also are connected with the company as well.
So we've actually been using it for longer than I think you guys have even been on the road. There was kind of this interesting thing when we first hit the road. We were looking at truck stops primarily. You look at the price at the road at truck stops, and you're like, gosh, why are truckers paying such a high price? It's so much higher than if I got off the road, you know, 4 miles. And you got to, well, they don't actually pay that price. They're basically at truck stops. There are negotiated rates for large fill-ups. And these are typically called like an EFS program. And this company, it's actually called TSD Logistics, came out with this program It was called, it was just a TSD RVers at the time.
Exactly.
And we
That's
basically
what it was.
A card that was for truckers. And we then were able to get that trucker rate. And it was like, oh, now it makes sense. It's actually cheaper than even getting off the highway to fill up at one of these. And it's easier and faster at the big lanes.
I would say even like probably even better than the fuel savings. I mean, but that's really great too, is just the ease of getting a big rig into a gas station. Like before now we always stop at Love's and Flying J and whoever is on our path, just because that is such an easy trucks or gas stop for us.
Yes.
Instead of trying to like squeeze into some Walmart, Murphy USA thing and try to navigate through it. Yep. I mean, it's just so much anxiety, but in a truck stop, like it is designed for big rigs.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a game changer.
Now there's something else. Open Roads just came out with a couple months ago that we were talking about. It's called Innovative Tolling. And this is a toll pass that covers 48 states. And not only that, if you happen to get some kind of violation, you go through and something didn't work, they have a concierge service that you just call them, or you go on your app and you let them know and they help you fix it. I spent this year $256 in fines, something like that, because we have a mailing service, which, you know, people on the road, we have a mailing service. So by the time they sent the fine, the mail, you know, cost, by the time they sent it to the mailing service and I got it and I, you know, looked at it and I dealt with, they give you 25 days. The 25 days was up. Now I'm paying the fines, the fee, the this.
We have had that exact situation before.
Yes.
So Illinois Tollway has penalized
so
us hugely.
This is going to be fantastic. But let's get back in. Now, I want to talk about, because again, this is about learning on the road. Dan and I have made so many mistakes. We, you know, do a video or we talk about it on the podcast to help people to not make the same mistakes. We got our Jeep. We hooked it up to the RV wrong. We towed it for God knows how long, burned out all four tires. We're going to talk about a couple things on that $1,300 later. So we did a video. And again, the point for, I think, the four of us is to help people learn from our mistakes. You don't have to make all the mistakes yourself. But I want to talk about this wealth of information. Let's talk about, you did a documentary. You, you pick the place you want to start with that and talk about, because I have here, you did a documentary on Amazon Prime. I'm going to be watching that tonight. I didn't get a chance to. You co-hosted a TV show on Discovery Channel and PBS. Let's talk about some of that. What was the goal? Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, so I think to first start with the docuseries that we created and documentary that we created about our trip to Alaska was something that we always wanted to do. But as we felt and as a lot of other people feel, it's like Alaska is a very far away place. And it's kind of
an undertaking.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking.
To do by RV.
And so we did a lot of research ahead of time, but even researching stuff, it's just kind of like a mystery. And there's something a little nerve-wracking about it. So we documented our entire trip in a truck camper up through Alaska and all the way to the Arctic Ocean. And that's in a series called Go North, which is available on our YouTube channel and on Amazon Video. And then we took that 20-episode series and Tom edited it into a 1.5-hour documentary film, which is kind of like a glorified highlight reel of the entire trip. But
available on our website.
Yes, that's available for free on our website. And that was probably our biggest project, our biggest accomplishment. What people probably know us best for is the Go North series, because Alaska is such a captivating place. People want to know how to get there and what to do there. And are the roads okay? Is the wildlife dangerous? There's so many questions. And it was an amazing, life-changing experience.
Yeah. So our goal, our tagline that we don't really share, but it's kind of like personal to ourselves. our goal is to, with everything we do, is to entertain, educate, and inspire. And this series really kind of does all of those things. There's a lot of education in it, both about Alaska and RVing. And then there's also a lot of inspiration for those who are looking for an adventure. So it's kind of both travel series and little piece of education in there.
Yeah,
so.
And the education part is like, okay, what happens if porcupines chew the wires under your truck out in the middle of nowhere? You're traveling the road to Tuktoyaktuk and you have a flat tire, like what do you need to do to be prepared for that type of thing? So it's educating people on how to do this for yourselves, because I mean, we knew we couldn't be the only ones dreaming of going to Alaska. And it's like one of the best things when people come up to us and say like, oh, you inspired us to go to Alaska. We're going this year, or we went last year and it was amazing. And like, that's really what it's all about for us.
That's awesome. And this is where the podcast is great. I love it. I love that people like to listen, on their way to work or working out, walking around a campground. But you guys just lit up as you were talking about it. And so this is where I wish there was some video. You can see that it's truly from the heart. The fact that you educate, entertain, and inspire, those were my buzzwords. We changed them, honestly, a little bit for the podcast because we had people that believed. We changed one of the words. But that's why the connection here, too, yeah. Because that's our goal. It doesn't matter how many, YouTube subscribers. That just tells me that there's more people that are benefiting. And that's the hope, that they're benefiting from what we're doing and the podcast as well. So that is super cool that you use those words, because that has been the mission. So when Dan and I, when he said, let's go in an RV and, live full time on the road. And after I left, I said, what are we going to do? Because that was our mission, to inspire people. Because that's, you got to get out there and live life. There's, it was during COVID, people were locked down, but there were still things to be done. And, to see and hear people that have done it, and your documentary, your TV show, all of the things you've done, it will be in mortonsonthemove.com. It's all on your website, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Everything is there.
Everything is in one place. That makes it so much easier. And I'll put that in the show notes for people who are driving in the car so you can remember it. Let's talk about that. Let's segue into, again, this is Dan and I decided this became a dream of ours. We've wanted to inspire people. And I think a lot of times it almost seems like a cliche. Oh, I want to inspire people. Go out and live life full time, live your life fully, live the dream, all of those things. People throw those words around a lot, but don't always do it. they don't always find a way. They think it's just something, you know, maybe someday. For Dan and I, that was our goal, was to go out and inspire people, get out. And, you know, we wanted to show them things there were to do. Now, a lot of people dream about either getting on the road part-time, full-time, living this life, living the dream. In your newsletter, I think just a couple of days ago, you said people fail to do the travel dream because of overwhelm. Let's talk about some of that, because if we can add this in and encourage people, maybe take baby steps. So, you know, if you could just talk a little bit about that for our listeners.
Absolutely. Because I do 100% believe that, you know, we've changed our travel style so much in the last 9 years. And it doesn't look anything today like it did when we first hit the road. And I think starting off with an idea of what it's going to look like is a great way to start. But I think also having the grace for yourself to like make big adjustments, you know, once you start down that path, once you hit the road and find out, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming, or oh, we need to slow down, or, you know, this isn't really hitting the inspiration buttons that I need it to hit right now. And, you know, also keeping in mind that you're living in an RV, right? So I think that was a big thing for us, is that you have to separate the travel vacation mindset with the living aspect. And you still have to, you know, practice self-care and do the grocery shopping and the, you know, the mundane things that are in life. Those don't go away when you hit the road in an RV.
Well, let's just step back a little bit. So we're talking full-time RV life here, but the RV lifestyle, it doesn't even have to be full-time. I mean, it can be overwhelming even just to get into RVing for a part-time, for a weekend, for everything. There's so many parts and pieces to RVing, but all of that comes with so much learning. Even if there are mistakes along the way, like it's an adventure, regardless, and that can be challenging. But I think sometimes stepping back and taking it in, like okay, yeah, our axle failed and we had to replace it, like that. Is let's think of it as a learning, like, you know, okay, this is something new and exciting. For us personally, we have experienced so many things and learned so much from this life, though, that we do hope that people could open their minds to try it, even if it's hard. Yeah. But have an exit strategy, I suppose. Have kind of a way that you can step back from it, because there are times where it can be overwhelming. But throwing it all out because of one challenge, I don't think is always the right way. Mm-hmm. So many people they don't get the opportunity to just, you know, cross that border and step into even the next place over. But when you do that, there is so much to learn and experience. And it's just incredible what you can experience from it. For us personally, being on the road as long as we have, without having roots, without having a home base, that got really challenging for us eventually, always being on the move and never having kind of anywhere to go back to. So we figured out a way to develop that. We have property. We don't have homes. We have property that we own that we can go back to. And it's far less expensive than owning a home. And
we just park.
We can go and park, but we call that home, if you will. And it allows us.
For as long as we need. Yeah,
to still use the RV as a home, but and that's kind of how we have dealt with a lot of this overwhelm that we've gotten. Sometimes we're just on the road for, you know, a year and a half. We're just like, oh my gosh, I'm burned out. I don't know where to go next. I don't know what to do. Maybe we just need to take a break.
You go plunk down for a month or two, and then the travel itch comes back so hard and so fast. And you're like, okay, now we got to hit the road. Where are we going next? And you get rejuvenated to just enjoy it so much more. If you burn the candle at both ends and you burn out, then travel isn't fun. But as soon as you give yourself a minute to like relax and stabilize, then the inspiration all comes back and you want to get back on the bike.
And again, a wealth of information that we could spend a lot of time on, a lot of things that you talked about. But just going back through, you know, it's so fitting what you just said. Because the idea of Dan and I taking a break, whether it becomes a month or two, whatever that looks like, it was almost overwhelming for us to think about taking a break because this is our life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why? What's that look like? Because we love traveling. We love the RV lifestyle. But it did. It became overwhelming. And now we need that little bit of a time out, a little bit of a break, get ourselves, you know, regenerated, reacclimated, healthy, whatever those things look like. And I think sometimes taking that time and taking that step back helps you to move forward. You guys also talked about, you know, having an exit plan. I'm sure there's a lot there we could talk about. I do want to get into, again, a lot of things. And I hope, you know, this is a good place for our listeners to, you know, leave us questions. You have social media, they can leave questions, right?
Absolutely.
Tell them where on social media they can reach you guys.
Yeah, so we're on pretty much all the big platforms except for TikTok. So we're on Facebook, Instagram are our primaries, and then, of course, YouTube. So, yeah, you can reach us there. We're also on Discord. There's a link to
our server on Discord.
Chat forum there if you want to ask us questions that get kind of a little bit more detailed than maybe a Facebook comment or something like that.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places. Right, and then obviously our newsletter, to sign up for that and get that right into your inbox. We send daily newsletters. So.
Okay. And again, all of this is on your website so everybody can find everything you just said in that one place. I love that. Anybody that wants to reach out to us, the RV Life Podcast, we just do Instagram and Facebook. I don't do the others. So people can reach out. And certainly I could pass questions along to you. And we're not done yet. I really want to talk and you know, I want to make sure we get in. You also created master classes because, you know, your goal being educating, entertaining and inspiring people, master classes. So talk a little bit about that. Where can people find them? What are some of the topics they can find there?
Yeah. So the way we got into doing courses is kind of interesting. We had partnered with our friends from Driving and Vibing, Kyle and Olivia, and Jason and Ray of The Getaway Couple to create an RV buyer's boot camp because we... between our three channels, we just had so many questions about like the buying process. And we were seeing so many people getting stuck, you know, hitting the RV life by like that. What RV do I buy? What's the right RV for me? You know, and people would get stuck on this question for years. How do I not
overweight?
Yeah. How do I not make these mistakes?
And things like that.
And so we basically compiled a in-person course that we did at the Florida Super Show one year. And it was January of 2020, and right before COVID.
Wow.
And
yes.
We held this at the Lucy Days dealership. We had a great turnout. It was very well received. And we were like, all right, we're gonna do this. We're gonna go to shows. We're gonna have this course. We're gonna host it. And then COVID hit. And so then it was like, well, maybe in-person course stuff isn't, you know, the future. So we basically moved it online. And
we happened to have recorded it all.
Yeah, so we had recorded it all. So we put it online. And then we were like, well, you know, we have all this other information. Let's make some other courses. And so we started to build out RV Masterclass, which then we ultimately ended up RV Life came on board as part of the RV Masterclass. And now it is as an offering of the RV Life Pro Suite. And we're still course instructors on several of those. So there's a full-time RV course where we are instructors along with Driving and Vibing and Getaway Couple, as well as there's another course that they did about boondocking. So kind of those really big
Internet on the road. We dive into really a lot of the almost everything that we've talked about in detail in a lot of these courses as part of that, and it really is for somebody interested in going full time or buying an RV. Really talking about a lot of these big challenges that you will face and what can you do to mitigate them or avoid them.
Yes,
That's great. And so, wow, again, all of this will be in your on your website. I do want to lead people and talk about RV Life, the pro suite of products, which is where they could also find masterclasses.
Yes.
You know, obviously, this is the RV Life podcast. All of us, all the four of us are very much connected with RV Life. We love Patrick and the owner, Andy. And, you know, again, an amazing company to be connected with. They also do RV Trip Wizard, which helps you plan your trips, as well as RV Safe GPS. So we'll give them a plug too, because we love sharing, you know, and again, it's all in the show notes, but we love sharing those companies that have really made a difference for us in our travels. Wow.
Yeah, we were okay, so excited about, just final note on that, so excited to have those kind of be part of that suite of product, because the RV Life products reach so many people, and it was a great way to get more of that information to more people. And so it's really exciting to know that it's part of that suite of products.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because it's all about getting information out there, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask, do you have anything? What's next for you guys? Do you have, and again, I'm putting you on the spot. We don't, you know, pre-do this. So if it's something that's secret.
Sure, sure.
What's next?
No big secrets with us. So one thing
Darn,
that we did.
I like secrets.
Well, it is sort of a secret. We haven't like really publicized what we're doing this year.
But I wasn't going to talk about that. I was going to talk about what happened 4 years ago.
So there's a secret.
So
this is a secret share yet.
We'll share this. So 4 years ago, right at the start of COVID, we went to New Zealand shortly after we got back from Alaska. We hopped on a plane and we went to New Zealand. We rented RVs and we traveled across New Zealand in RVs. We really started kind of expanding our RV experience, and it was an amazing experience. However, it was in January?
We got on the plane February 28th of 2020. And 2 weeks later in New Zealand,
the world locked down
so, due to COVID. So we were abroad when that all happened,
which was a little bit challenging and terrifying. And we
never really shared that story.
We were there to film for the RVers. We didn't really get into that, but this television show that we've been part of for five seasons that is, again, educational, inspirational,
inspiring, all the things.
And we were there to film for that. And that an episode about New Zealand did make it into the show, even though we were there. But of course, everything was shifted around and changed. And we had planned to make a travel series about traveling in New Zealand by RV, but we just didn't feel like it was right during COVID.
Yeah.
And we didn't want another COVID story out there. And it's not a COVID story particularly.
We wanted it to be about RVing in New Zealand.
Anyway, we're finally getting around to finalizing the production on that series, and that will be coming out in the next
in May
on our channel. And that's going to be a 4-episode web series following our adventures in New Zealand. So we're really excited
that's
to finally share
awesome.
That.
Awesome. So it is a little bit of a secret here. Yay.
It is.
Wow,
it is.
No one's
seen that yet. And we actually haven't even told anybody. You're the first that we've been told that that's coming out.
So here, an exclusive on the RV Life podcast.
Yes.
And of course, I love the fact that everything is on the website. It makes talking on a podcast so much easier for our listeners because they don't have paper and pencil in front of them. Well, I use paper and pencil, but they, you know, can't write this stuff down. So everything is in the one place. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So since then, we actually have traveled in Europe as well. We did not document that in a video series, but we absolutely love this RV lifestyle, and we're taking it everywhere we can. But for this summer, our big scoop is that we are, our friends tell us that we have an RV problem. We're currently in a 45-foot motorhome. So we told you that we started out in a 32-foot fifth wheel, and we were in that for 7 years. And then we just kind of needed a change. Talk about a little bit of burnout, right? We wanted
a dishwasher. We wanted a washer and dryer.
We wanted some things that
stuff.
We were looking for a different RV, and we thought, well, you know, let's try the Class A lifestyle. So we're now in a 45-foot motorhome as our primary home.
But we didn't get rid of the fifth wheel. So we still have the fifth wheel. It's parked up in Michigan on one of our home base lots. And we also, after the Go North series, we were like, well, we need our own truck camper. The rig we took there was a loan vehicle from Lance Campers. And so we were like, we need our own truck camper. This is the way to really travel off-road. And so we got our own truck camper. And so we've got the three RVs. This summer, we're taking the truck camper to the Canadian Maritimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool, but it sounds like you do have an RV problem. So it definitely sounds like
we own three RVs and no house.
Okay. And it's working. I love that. It's working for you.
It is. I think high level to just kind of touch on our RV problem. We love this lifestyle. We love everything about it.
At least admitting it is the first step, right?
Yeah, right. I am an RV-aholic. So we... high level, like if you're looking for to get into the RV lifestyle, I can tell you right here, right now, that there is no perfect RV. You cannot do everything in one type of RV. And that's a lot of the reason that we have been through so many different RVs. And
why
and
so many other
things.
People also change RV types. You get into it and you go, I want something a little smaller.
But most people don't keep three of them. Let's just get rid of your problem that you have.
Okay.
Most people.
Patty, we're trying to justify it.
We'll work on this in our counseling session in a couple of days. So
for us, it just enables us to have those different travel styles. Yes, the fifth wheel really has become, I guess for us, it's like a mobile. It's like a tiny house, if you will. It's more permanent now. Yep. But it didn't make sense for us to sell it for a number of reasons. It's not registered or licensed anymore. But the RV lifestyle for us, it basically between this 45-foot motorhome and this truck camper, we kind of have the extremes. The truck campers, there's an entire web series or video series about that. It's built as an off-road adventure vehicle. And then this Class A motorhome is...
On-road, strictly.
Luxury home on wheels.
Yes, there you go. So. And I could totally relate to this because we have a 40-foot Monaco Diplomat old. We're looking to get to sell it to anybody out there that's looking for a Monaco 40-foot old, somebody who could work on it and make a great park model. I got to put a plug out there. It's been fantastic for us. But now that, Dan realizes I like this lifestyle, we're looking at a newer unit. After we take a little bit of a break, we will stick with at least a 40-foot Class A. We just like the Class A for our lifestyle. But, and I can't release the details, I am looking at that whole idea of doing the van life for a short period of time. I'm just going to borrow one, though. I don't think I'm going to buy it. Because you're right. I think you can go and do things, and they're just fun. Now, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about NIRVC, National Indoor RV Center, because we love these people. So people who are looking for Class A, B, or C, National Indoor is the place. There's actually an event in June. I didn't ask you guys. It's called the Motor City Expo. It's an RV event that Brett Davis and all the Class A, B, C big manufacturers will be at. Are you guys going to be in Tennessee in June? Do you know about that event?
We will not be in Tennessee in June. We'll be gearing up for heading north, but it sounds like an incredible event.
It is. So it's the first time ever when Brett does something, he does it right. So he is bringing together all the big, and I'm not even going to be able to, spout them all out, but Newmar will be there, Tiffin will be there, Integra, Gretsch, and a ton of others. And this event will be all the 2025 brand new units that people will be able to drive. I'm going to put that in the show notes because, again, it's about passing information. Dan and I will be at that event. It's just going to be incredible. But now that sound means it's time for today's question of the week. And it's brought to you by Open Roads Innovative Tolling. We love this idea of this toll pass, and we are going to. We are going to put a link in the show notes. But the question that I keep getting from people is still about education. And I really think we covered it. So this is from Dave from Wisconsin. And so many other people. The way I get the question of the week is through walking around and talking to people, through social media, that kind of thing. And people, it's all about education. So we've covered so much of that already, but is there anything you'd like to add? Somebody thinking about starting out or who's gotten on the road and they're still unsure, where should they start in educating themselves? I would say go to Morton's on the Move website because it is so comprehensive. And I truly mean that. But what suggestions can you give?
So, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we do have kind of like an email newsletter for newbies that we've got on our site. We just have, I mean, immense amount. We've written thousands of articles about RVing and everything. But those, if you're really looking to get into it, I do recommend those masterclasses that we've done. We cover a lot of things in a lot of detail in a really mm-hmm. rapid succession.
That might be amazing.
A little bit overwhelming. If you're not like really kind of committed to it though, so like for what we do is we write new articles and release them almost every single day. And as part of our newsletter, we just kind of send that out. It's sort of a drip feed of like information and education about this lifestyle. And we definitely would love to have you subscribe to the newsletter. But we
have an entire section of our website dedicated for RV newbies because it is, you know, when you're starting out, you don't even know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And we always try, whenever we meet somebody new and they ask questions, we try to like make sure that, okay, yes, this is something that we've written about. This is something that we've, you know, added to that newbie area because, you know, you don't even know what you don't know. So it's like, if you don't
exactly.
even, if
you
you're
don't know
not,
where to start. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. If you don't know that, oh, hey, I should understand how my plumbing is run in my RV because water leaks are common. You know, you need to, you almost kind of naturally work backwards from the problem. And so it's very common that people wait till a problem happens before then they become experts. Right. On that issue. So that I joke that that's why we know so much is because we've had all of those issues, right? And probably same right. for you. And,
yes.
you know, you just can't anticipate what you don't know if you don't mm-hmm. even know where to start.
Some of these resources really do so help you yeah. start, if you will, and kind of mm-hmm. okay, let's from the highest point of view, like what type of rig do we want? Drivable or towable? Okay, now let's subset it again. Do we want a Class B or a Class A or a Class C? Or do we want right. a travel trailer versus fifth wheel? Right. Like, so there's so many things that you can narrow in on. But at some point, you do get to a point where we can't even assist you with this specifics of like your RV. And this is where things like Facebook groups can really come in handy. If you are looking for a specific brand or model, like, okay, I'm really interested in the,
the Landau.
No, that's a little
I'm looking out the window to get inspiration.
But a certain brand, there are,
you know,
like,
the Tiffin Allegro bus, you know, and then there is right. a owner's group specifically for
Absolutely.
That RV. And,
yes.
you know, their owners in there going back decades, you know, so mm-hmm. they have a very deep well of knowledge that would be able to help you if you have a very
the RV Life as forums right. that really
the
cover
RV
a
Life's
lot
forums,
of RV Life forums are fantastic right. for those details and things like that. You know, sometimes it is just sort of getting into this whole online community and realizing like, okay, where are the pieces that I'm specifically looking yeah. for? This is right. where I need to be.
And
let me just say, it could all get a little overwhelming. And again, you know, we're going on over an hour for the podcast, which is great. We could have gone 2 and 3 hours and, you know, deep dive into all of these topics. While you're talking about these things, I could hear when I talk to people who are new, they're stressed, they're overwhelmed, as you said, one of the things. And, you know, we also talked about there's so many unexpected. So you could get out like you did and get in a fifth wheel and then say, maybe a Class A is more for me. There's always the unexpected. We did have, and I just want to give a shout out because I think it's so appropriate here, 2 weeks ago on the podcast, and I'll put it in the show notes, Jennifer Davis talked about being on the road and what to, you know, just the unexpected. How do you deal with it? There's the you know, the beauty that people show on Instagram. There's the Instagram picture of being by the lake every day in the sunsets. But the reality is we have to dump the tank. We have to get ready for travel days. How do you mentally handle those things? And she just gave a wealth of knowledge as well as a workbook she just created. And these things have truly helped me. As we talked about today, things unexpected, medical issues, you know, really working on, you know, your mindset is a huge thing, because this is new to so many people. And it's not like you could usually call your mom or dad and say, you know what, I'm on the road and I'm really stressed. Like, my parents had no idea. So again, so much great knowledge. The website, mortonsonthemove.com, it is all there. Please reach out and ask questions if you have them. I do want to talk about a gentleman, Jeff Bound. He is the owner of Motorhome Tires. He was on the show a couple weeks ago as well, talking about how to protect your tires and talking about tire essentials. The episode was called How Your Rubber Meets the Road. And that was from March 13th. Now, our executive producer of the RV Life podcast, Patrick Buchanan, who also works with RV Life, he has used Motorhome Tires, had his tires replaced at his home. They came out, they replaced the tires for him. They make sure the tires are right. They educate him. They show him everything he needs to know. This company is incredible. And when I spoke to Jeff the other day, he said he's going to offer our listeners $50 off the website price if they just mention the RV Life podcast. I love when our sponsors give discounts. It's always awesome, right?
Absolutely.
So a lot of information we're throwing at people here. Your tires. And again, I'm sure you guys could talk about that forever, how important your tires are. You don't want to take a chance with them. But right now, we're going to go to the horn, which means that sound is our feature campground of the week. And this is a new feature for us. Each week, we pick a feature campground. And this week is Indigo Bluffs RV Park and Resort in Erie, Michigan. And I picked it because that's where you're going. That's where you're from. I've never been there. You're shaking your head. Is it not the right place?
Oh, no.
Oh, you've never been there. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe I had the wrong place, but that's okay. So this campground has 216 sites. They've got full hookups, easy in and easy out, pull through sites, a dog park, cabins, on-site rentals, group camping, and more. The campground has an 8.8 rating with 157 reviews. As we start camping season, we want to bring campgrounds that have, you know, just great reviews. You could find all of these campgrounds, this campground and all the campgrounds. Again, RV Life has campground reviews. I'm going to put RV Life Pro in the show notes, where you could see campground reviews, masterclasses, RV Trip Wizard, the whole nine yards. But the campground reviews are amazing. Do you guys use these campground reviews?
Campground reviews are critical. And I was just going to say, we travel with two dogs, and I absolutely love it when campgrounds have dog parks. It's a game changer. Just some time for them to get out and run off leash is just such a blessing.
Yes.
But yeah,
so the dog park is number one.
Yeah, knowing that ahead of time and knowing what to expect. There's only so much that a satellite view can tell you, or like pictures on the website can tell you. And it's, you know, when somebody else has a good experience, that just speaks volumes.
Absolutely. And these are real reviews from RVers. None of them are paid for. But again, I wish, these are the times I wish the podcast had 2 hours and 3 hours, because we could certainly talk for hours and give all of our listeners.
I know, we've only scratched the surface.
Yes, we have. So this is definitely, we will definitely do a repeat of, you know, with you guys. And I can't wait to meet you in person. I just want to thank you so much.
This has been so much fun. Talking to you guys is so natural. And it's so interesting to me. Like, you're in a Monaco diplomat. We're in a Monaco dynasty. We just have so many, like, things in common that we could literally gab for hours. This has been really, really fun.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, again, I'm going to let our RV Life podcast listeners know they can reach out to you on Morton's on the Move on most social media, mortonsonthemove.com. They can reach out to us on RV Life podcast, Instagram or Facebook. And on that note, I am going to end the show for today. I'm Patty Hunt with my incredible husband, Dan Hunt, saying have a great rest of today and an even better day tomorrow.